Okay, I don't have to tell any of you good people that the Iranian people are basically just like us. They're looking to foot their bills, to buy food, take care of their families, get to work, etc., pay their bills, insurance, cars, you name it. It's so similar. Same in Russia. I remember running videos recently about Russian shopping malls, Russian supermarkets. It's just like ours, but nicer, honestly. What was described as a mid-level supermarket looked like a five-star American supermarket. It's just beautiful, beautifully done. Anyway, it's all a lie. It's all being perpetrated by the same people. Every major war, every minor war, it's the same people. Nothing new. Okay. We're going to go down to Australia now and talk to David John Oates, who has another class starting, I think, fairly soon. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you? Thank you for having me back, as always.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I look forward to your shows each week. It's a regular staple.
Thank you. You notice Trump is just lying. It's almost a 50-50 shot whether you're going to get a lie whenever he opens his mouth. It's that bad. I've never seen anything like it. He just doesn't care about shooting his mouth off. He runs it and runs it. And, you know, if you call him out on it, he'll just change his story. So anyway, he's a sick one. There are many like that, though. He's not the only one. This whole world is being changed. It's the same people involved, as I've been saying now for a long time. They're taking over. They've taken over most of the U.S. They control this country. And now there is a bill, the NDAA, is actually going to merge the Israeli and American militaries to a substantial degree. Yes, sir.
That's the first time I've heard that, yeah? How do merge? They're two separate countries.
They're good. The Israeli generals, military people will have a very strong say-so on what some American military goals and ventures are all about. They're just doing it. And this is becoming a vassal state of the Zionist state of Israel. It's a terrible thing.
Wow.
So.
You know, I've been watching Netanyahu, and every time I see him, every time they blow up Lebanon or wherever they're blowing up lately, I always think of this one reverse of Netanyahu that I played ages ago, years back.
Yeah.
Right now, but I want to play it again. Always think of this. It just every time I see it. So here it is.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you all for giving me the opportunity to spend some time and discuss the urgent problems of the day.
This is about 10 years old, okay? And he says, sex in the madness.
Sex in the madness. Sex in the madness.
Sex in the madness. And if you understand reverse speech, sex is a common metaphor. It doesn't refer to the act of sex. It's energy, power, the fuel that drives us. Reverse speech says we all need sex, like a car needs gas, okay? And so sex, he's getting all his energy and all his oomps and his satisfaction and joy over the madness, over the war, over the chaos. And you know, it was like that when they bombed Gaza, now they're bombing Lebanon. I think there's shots into, were there shots into Iran? I don't know, I might be wrong there.
But they've been attacking Iran for the last couple, 3 days now, off and on. We don't know how much because we can't get a straight answer out of these people. They're not all of them, but the leadership, the activist elements of that country's politicians, military people, it's sick. They're sick. They're driven by, it's supposedly, Tel Aviv is the pedophile capital of the world. I've heard this. They're sick
really?
People. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, they have a very deranged, perverted ethos running through almost everything there. It's bad.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
when you think about all the rapes in their prison alone, their prison system, I should say, the rapes going on there are perpetrated by male and female Israeli soldiers against males and females. The men in the Israeli Defense Forces will rape male Palestinian prisoners, and the women who are fellow soldiers who work in the prison are right there cheering them on.
Wow.
It's a fact.
Wow.
So how sick does it get?
Yeah, well, that's reversal. Sex and the madness. you've got it right there.
It's true.
Attitude. Yeah, that attitude would pervade all through the military. Just, especially with reversal, that's clear.
Right.
Yeah. So let me have a look at some of the latest reversals I got on Netanyahu. Here's some of his latest ones. Let me see. Oh, gee, which one shall I play? Oh, look at this one. Okay, here we go. What's happening here?
To have a regime like that, so fanatic, that it just defines itself.
Force the love for Satan.
Force this now.
Wow.
Force this now. Force this now.
I don't hear. I can't hear it too well. I'll take your word for it. I can't hear it well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's muffled. Okay. Force the love for Satan?
Yeah, let me try and open a different program. I don't like that one. For some reason, my computer has defaulted to some different software. It just really annoys me. But it might have been a bit muffled. Let's listen again.
To have a regime like
that. Yeah, that is muffled. Okay, now that's the... That's the main audio, okay.
I see.
Oh, all right, well, okay, let's try this one on Netanyahu. Here we go. Oh, just one second, everything's opening up. Excuse me. My computer's going crazy all of a sudden. Right, no. Oh, there we go, okay.
He said... You know, we have to prevent Iran from getting nukes. As simple as that. He said that because he saw that as a clear and present danger to the security and well-being of the United States.
I need the new bomb.
Anything evil.
Oh, how interesting. Well, it sounds like they're working on an advanced tech nuclear weapon.
Yes.
Of some kind, perhaps like the neutron
right.
bomb. This is interesting. I wouldn't be surprised at all that they had a next generation nuclear arsenal out of all this. They're building something different.
Different. I would absolutely agree. Absolutely. This is a man who has sex in the madness.
Got it.
These reversals here are about, oh, I don't know, 4 months old, 3 months old, though this year. Here's another Satan one. See if this one works.
Cuts through the chase, gets down to the main point, and it gets down to the main action that needs to be taken.
Yeah, that audio is a bit muffled. I'm sorry, that's the original.
Every time, that's their choice. Give us Satan. Yeah. That's who they're allegiant to. That's their boss. That's their leadership. That's their inspiration. That's what those evil people, not all of them, adhere to above all else. Satan.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Who can go into Gaza and shoot little children through the head? For sport.
I know.
Satan.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, I really do. I'm going to write a book just on this topic alone. I've got so many books I have to write. Look, this one is Netanyahu all over.
But they don't say death to America. Iran is 50 North Koreans. Iran is committed to your destruction.
Say your throne.
Say your throne. Throne. Throne.
Yeah, throne. He sits on the throne, has sex in the madness, makes his new bomb with Satan by his side. And I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you what these reversals tell me.
Well, it could not possibly be a better fit for what we read, what we understand, what we've studied, what we've researched, what we've watched for endless decades, if not millennia. There's a darkness in there. It's not normal.
Yeah. Oh, geez, look at this horrible reversal. Wow. This is from last year.
Because the disease spreads and it will consume you as well. But we are worrying right now about our people, our safety, and we do not remain silent. We fight those who try to annihilate us.
Wow. The last enemy fondled you.
The last enemy fondled you.
Wow.
The last enemy fondled you.
Is that too muffled?
No, I hear that.
Okay. Yeah, so there's that twisted sexual energy. So yeah, I've lost the volume, Jeff.
Hold on. All right, here we go. It's the last enemy fondled you.
Yeah, that's that twisted sexual energy, sex and the madness. Oh, we've got war here. Yummy. Let's go and have sex. You have to understand.
Remember, this is his subconscious talking to him, his conscious mind. The last enemy fondled you. In other words, you got off on that war, that last war. You really got off on that, boy. You loved it.
Exactly right. Unless there's this enemy. Oh, I didn't even know I had these reversals. Listen to this one. Oh, gee, is this one here? Wow. I'm just seeing what it says.
Right.
This talks right into what you talked about Israel earlier, about being the deviant capital of the world or whatever.
First of all, a goal that we set three goals vis-a-vis Gaza. One, destroy Hamas's military and governing capabilities. Two, release all the hostages.
C, the love with Dick, D-I-C-K.
Z-love Dick.
Come on.
I'm serious.
The guy is depraved.
I know. Is that tapping into his private life or is it a metaphor? I would suggest it's a tapping into his private life.
Well, maybe both. Why not? There's no question that guy and many of his contemporaries are absolutely evil. There's just no doubt. Reverse speech just proved it again.
Oh, look, heavens, this, I had no idea I had these reverses. Listen to this one. Gee whiz. This is a revelation for me, too. Look, honestly, Jeff, I've got so much stuff on my computer. I've done so much work over the years. I know. I find them once and file them away and never look at them again, you know. But listen to this one. This is...
Well, there's no question Iran is gearing up to get nuclear weapons. They probably would have been there 10 years ago already if we hadn't.
Win their Vegas buggery. Or could be Vegas, as in V-E-G-A-S. It's a weird metaphor, but there's that word, buggery.
Run it again.
Sure.
Well, there's no question Iran is gearing up to get nuclear weapons. They probably would have been there 10 years ago already if we hadn't.
Okay. I've got this as win their Vegas, V-A-G-U-E-S-T. But it could be Vegas as in V-E-G-A-S. And buggery, well, we know what that means. That's very clear.
Vegas buggery.
When is it? When that?
Yes. When?
When that Vegas buggery? Okay, that's his subconscious kind of yapping at him, laughing at him. I would think Gaia, go right ahead. Win that Vegas-style buggery.
Yeah.
That'd be my take.
It's a really twisted unconscious mind is what it is.
This guy is satanic as hell.
Yeah, absolutely.
No question. And the whole justification of anything they've done on the basis of Iran getting nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons, I believe the Iranians already have one or two. They've had it for a while. They might even have been gifted them by Pakistan, Russia, China, who knows, North Korea. But the point of it all is they're doing things to those poor people there that bear no resemblance to logical common sense. They're just depraved about how they slaughter people. They butcher people.
Yeah, I have heard stories of that. Yeah, I know.
And I'm trying to blame it on Israel has the best estimates are 400 to 600 nuclear and thermonuclear weapons. They're using white phosphorus constantly on the Lebanese, which is a war crime.
Really? I didn't know.
Oh yeah, you can't use that. It sticks to the skin and burns all the way through the body.
Yeah, I know. Horrible stuff. Wow.
Oh, they use it all the time.
I had no idea. Wow. Okay. All right. Wow. All right, here's another one from Netanyahu. Seeing we're on Netanyahu. Okay. Oh, yeah, this gets to his mindset.
Keep on building their nuclear weapons and building their mass ballistic missile arsenal, which they're firing at our people. They want to continue to create the two existential threats against Israel while they're talking. That's not going to happen.
The popular wars.
The popular wars.
Wars is a little bit unclear. Popular wars is sort of wars. Not the best wars. But if it is popular wars, well, then yeah, people like this, you know, let's go and do this. Everyone wants this.
Yeah. Now, just for our listeners who don't know enough about reverse speech, if he were speaking in, what is it, Yiddish, I guess?
Correct, yes.
The reversal would be in Yiddish as well.
Correct.
It wouldn't auto-translate to English. It would be Yiddish.
Correct. Yep. I'm just scrolling back to Netanyahu from the year before last to see if we got a similar theme.
He's talking about the Iran war of a year ago this June, the 12-day war.
Right.
A year ago this June.
Yeah. Okay, here's one from the year before last, 2024. I'm just scrolling back.
Victory over liberty, rather victory of liberty over tyranny, victory of life over death, victory of good over evil. That's our solemn commitment.
He's talking to Congress. To Congress. You mimic the loss, not sad.
You mimic the loss, not sad. You mimic the loss, not sad.
Huh. Yeah, sure. His subconscious is saying you're mocking all of this, you're not sad. You're mocking the loss. You're not sad.
Yeah,
you're fake. Right. His subconscious is calling him out, as it does.
Absolutely agree. Here's another one. I'm talking to Congress. And once again, as I always do, all I'm doing is going down my reversals. You know, I should tell people something. Look, I haven't had this accusation a lot recently, but back in the early days, I got an accusation of bias a lot. You know, I'm biased in what I find. And although I'm so glad that accusation's dropped off now, because really, when I'm finding these reversals, I have absolutely no thought on my mind except, is that reversal there? I'm not thinking about what does it mean. I'm not thinking about, all I'm thinking of is the syllable count there, is the consonant vowel sound there. And it's not till I've done the whole transcript that I go back and say, oh, heavens, that's not very good. Or that is good, you know. Here's another one.
The pain these families have endured is beyond words. I met with them again yesterday. and I promise them this. I will not rest until all their loved ones are home. All of them.
More. I don't know what it means by more. More has no valor.
More has no valor.
Oh, yeah.
More has no valor.
Yeah, that's it.
More has no valor.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
No, I agree with that. Absolutely. wow, gee, here's an interesting one. This was on the 28th of September 2024. The reason why I asked, because he's predicting a future event. So this is 2020 September. What's that? That's fall, isn't it? September's fall?
Right.
And yeah, okay. All right. That's important.
The curse of October 7th began when Hamas invaded Israel from Gaza.
For see the dead in the summer.
For see the dead in the summer. Yeah. In other words, I would suggest the summer before the October 7th fake attacks, they were all orchestrated. They were foreseeing the dead then. They knew this was all planned out well in advance.
Yeah.
So the summer before wouldn't be anything particularly big, 3 months. So they were planning.
Yeah, here's another one. They're all the same, all of these reversals.
I met Noah's mother, Leora, a few months ago. She was dying of cancer. She said to me...
Oh, this might be a good one. Oh, okay.
Prime Minister, I have one final wish. I wish to hug my daughter, Noah, one last time before I die.
Oh, this might be a good one. She'll laugh now.
She'll laugh now.
Oh, that's not a good... Ooh.
She'll laugh now.
Oh, it's not a good reversal.
She'll laugh now.
Oh, no, I hate that reversal. Forget it. Throw that one out. Scrap it. That wasn't good one.
She's talking about, I assume, one of the hostages being held after the October 7th attack, right?
That's correct. Yes, that is correct. I'm just going back to 2023. I don't have anything from him in 2023. Nothing in 22 either. Okay.
Well, you've painted a picture of abject evil, disgusting sexual depravity at mostly every level you can think of. Just incredible how evil these people are.
Yeah, he does not shape up well at all. Hang on, here's one from 2020.
I want all of you to remember also how the subconscious will, as you just heard it, expose the fraud of the conscious mind and put it down. It's the gatekeeper.
Right. Very common thing. It's actually the spirit. It's the spirit that is connected to the divine or God or whatever you understand that as being. It's that divine spark that is speaking to consciousness and saying, hey, listen, you're lying here, or you should go this way, not that way.
It's
constant talking, giving advice and guidance, rebuke, chastisement. Okay, like here's one from Netanyahu, 2020.
We have internally, we can do this in the region, and we can bring a different life, a different reality to our children, the Palestinian children, and the other peoples of the region who choose to partake in this vision of peace with us.
It's hardly a vision of peace now.
No.
In fact, it says, hear the lie, you will feed the fowl. F-O-U-L.
Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl. Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl.
Oh, wow.
Hey, this guy is without question one of the most evil of all of them.
Yeah, he's lying through his teeth and he's saying, listen, I'm going to feed all this negative energy. I'm going to create havoc. That's what he's saying. He's saying, this is a load of rubbish. I'm being polite. And I'm going to great havoc. Here, listen to it again. Listen to it forward. Now you know what reversal says.
We have internally, we can do this in the region, and we can bring a different life, a different reality to our children, the Palestinian children, and the other peoples of the region who choose to partake in this vision of peace with us.
Wow. Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl.
Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl. Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl.
Wow.
Right.
Hear the lie, you will feed the fowl.
There you go. Simple. There you go. That reversal, those, that reversal and a section of madness sums this guy up.
Mm-hmm.
This is why people don't want to reverse speech. This is why. You know, I was talking to some friends the other day about reverse speech, and we were talking about how people reacted to it when I was in America and everything. And where were we going with the conversation? Oh, yeah, and the conversation went on and on, and we said, look, they're never going to accept it. But it's too truthful. It's too direct. It doesn't pull punches. And the powers that be would never want reverse speech out there. It's just, it's the end of everything if you let reverse speech out there. Wow.
Right.
Yeah,
it's probably more suppressed than the truth about UFOs and ETs.
I would absolutely agree with that. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Look, I know what happened when I went to America. I know who was interested in this. I talked to them. I know what they said they're going to do with it. And I bet you they absolutely are. Look, we talk about AI finding reversals. Man, they've had that for a year or two now, at least. AI finding reversals.
Yeah.
Yep, who knows what they're doing with it. Wow. Behind the scenes. Needs to get out there pretty quickly. But I've been saying that for 43 years now. 43 years I've been doing this. Hell of a long time. All right, let's have a look. So that's what I got on Netanyahu. So let's see what else is big in 2026.
I just got a note here. It's kind of interesting. I think many of you realize that there are glasses you can buy, sunglasses, whatever, and they have video recording capability. You can also see on the lenses, internet screens, and so forth while you're wearing the glasses. They're advanced tech. They're common, not unusual. But in the case of Zuckerberg and Meta, in their glasses, it was set up to include facial recognition technology. So you're wearing the glasses, you're walking around, they're doing their thing. They're also feeding back to Meta faces and identifying faces all around you that you pass, that you see, and so forth. So the headline is, one day after discovery, Meta drops facial recognition code from its smart glasses. They put it in there without telling anybody who bought the glasses. These people are just scum.
Wow. Oh, my. Oh, my. What do you do with it? Wow.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a time we live in.
It's David, and you know it's only going to get far worse. Worse than most people can imagine. And I don't like saying that. I'm just trying to warn people. Prepare. Beware. Go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of Mark Zuckerberg, let me play you some rather disturbing reversals on him.
Senator, respectfully, I'm without having looked into this, I'm not aware of any sensitivity that might exist around that. So I don't think it would be
the viciousness. He testified before the Senate. Be the viciousness.
Be the viciousness.
Be the vicious mess. Sorry.
Would be the viciousness.
Be the viciousness.
No. I think yeah, B It's subconscious yelling at him, cheering him on, so to speak, I think, not seriously, but be the viciousness. Be a badass. Be the viciousness. That's what I'm hearing.
Then he says this.
Senator, I think it would be better to follow up once I've had a chance to discuss with my team what any sensitivity around that would be.
He's not talking about his wife, I wouldn't think. He's talking about his position, of course.
About what he does, his very essence, who he is.
Viciousness,
evil.
Here, go play that first one again, David. See if you not hear that. Be the viciousness.
I can hear that. Here it is. Here it is. Hang on. Here we go.
Senator, respectfully, I'm without having looked into this, I'm not aware of any sensitivity that might exist around that. So I don't think it would be
be the viciousness.
Be the viciousness.
Be the viciousness.
Do you hear the N?
Yes, I do hear the N. Yes, I agree. Yeah, I do hear the N. Absolutely.
So his subconscious is kind of mocking him. Yeah, be the badass. Be the vicious one. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Yeah. And then he says this. Oh, this guy's classic. Like I said, I got reversals that I've never, ever seen the light of day. This is one of them. I've had these since 2020.
Senator, let me be clear about this. We do coordinate on and share signals on security-related topics.
With evil Ernest.
Evil Ernest.
Yeah, with evil Ernest. In other words, pay us off in evil and we'll be right there for you.
Exactly right. And be the viciousness, the evil that I marry. Then he says this. This is in his testimony toward Congress, or the Senate, actually.
Mr. Zuckerberg, how many accounts in the United States have been subject to review and shut down through Centra?
Senator, I do not know because I'm not actually familiar with the name of that tool. I'm sure that we have tools that help us with our platform and community integrity work.
The real com.
I am not familiar with that name.
The real con.
Yeah, he's lying through his teeth.
What's he saying? The wheels con. Is that it?
I heard the real, R-E-A-L. Hang on.
Okay, it's hard to... Yeah, play it again.
The real con.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the real con. Sure. Yeah, play it again.
The real con.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the real con. Sure. Hear the reversals. We hear them in reverse in our mind. We hear them. That's why we don't like certain people if we're around them and we meet them, because we hear their reversals. And the reversal is the voice of their subconscious or soul, if you will, telling the truth about who they are in forward speech.
That's right.
In their forward speech life. And this guy is every bit as bad as I thought. These are awful bad. These are almost on a par with Netanyahu. Huh.
They're pretty bad. Here's another one. And these are people who are leaders of our planet. And we wonder why the planet's got so many wars.
AI, Zionism will run the planet, and Zionism thinks it's going to continue to control AI and make it serve its agenda. I disagree with that, because AI is going to become so intelligent, it's going to look at its Zionist controllers, they're not all Zionists, but many are, and just laugh and walk away. Say, good luck to you if that. We're taking over, and you're done. That's our only hope, David, that AI will realize the evil that has created it and placed it where it is and doesn't want anything to do with it. It's going to be 100 times more intelligent. How could it not take that action?
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. Here's another one.
Do you have a tool that does exactly what I've described and that you can see here over my shoulder? Or are you saying that that doesn't exist?
Senator, I'm saying that I'm not familiar with it and that I'd be happy to follow up.
Had to reel in the con. What a mess.
Had to reel in the con, Melingus.
In other words, he had to cover his tracks.
He got caught somehow.
He got caught. Yeah. He got busted. He was covering his tracks. Had to reel in the con. What a mess. That made total sense. Look, I got some other reversal on Zuckerberg.
He's a very bad Zionist who seeks to employ and effect the agenda of world control, just like all of his other partners and associates and countrymen. I mean, these are people without a country. They may call Israel their home base, but they're a global community. They're not tied to any national boundaries. That's what makes them so dangerous.
Listen to this one. Where is it? Oh, come on over. Why are they opening? Oh, not responding, you stupid bloody thing. Close the program. Cancel. I'm sorry. All right, we'll try a different way. Open with. Here we go.
So for that, we need to build AI systems that can go and identify a number of their fake account networks. And just last week, we traced back the Russian activity to specific fake account network.
It's a CIA lord within you.
What's a CIA lord within you?
What's a CIA lord within you? What's a CIA lord within you?
If you want any confession...
I think it says, it's a CIA aboard within you.
Oh, aboard, okay. All right, let's play it again.
Work. What's a CIA aboard within you?
Oh, yeah.
What's a CIA aboard within you?
Okay.
What's a CIA aboard within you?
It's the CIA aboard within you.
Yeah, that's right. CIA is running Facebook. There you go. You want. Any proof of that?
No. He's just a figurehead. They've given him everything he could ever want. He's only too happy to play the game. But it's the CIA that's aboard within him. Okay, yeah. That's who's running the guy.
You're absolutely right. Here's another one. One day people are going to wake up and realize I've got all this stuff. My computer.
We'd like you to get back to us with a timeline on that.
No, that will be in place for these elections.
Okay, fabulous.
I see yourself evil with devil.
Was he either of self and evil at that?
Was he either of self and evil at that?
Yeah, that's not a very good one.
Was he either of self and evil at that?
No, forget it. That wasn't a good one. Sorry about that. All right. Yeah, they're all the... Oh, look, here's one here. We just played the CIA one.
We've limited it, so now people can only bring their data when they go to an app. But that's something that a lot of people do on a day-to-day basis, is sign into apps and websites with Facebook, and that's something that we're going to...
Spies in us.
Spies in us.
Spies in us. Spies in us.
Facebook is just a front for the CIA, is what that's telling.
That's funny. Spies within us. You bet. You betcha. The whole thing is an intel op. Do you think they're going to let that get away and not be controlled and to serve them? Hell no.
Really? Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, here's a funny one. I remember this one. Let's play this one.
And you commit today that Facebook will extend the same protections to Americans that European users will receive under the GDPR?
Yes, Congressman. We believe that everyone around the world deserves good privacy controls.
They're not safe.
They're not safe.
Dermoxide.
Oh, nice that stuff. That's yeah. Classic. Let's play that again. Listen to the forward.
Yeah.
Oh, that's classic. Here we go.
We've limited it, so now people can only bring their data when they go to an app. But that's something that a lot of people do on a day-to-day basis, is sign into apps and websites with their with Facebook, and that's something that we're going to...
They're not safe.
Spizing us.
Oh, Spizing. I'm sorry. I played the wrong one. Oops. I've lost it. Where'd it go? Right. Okay, hang on. I've got to play that again. Okay.
Today that Facebook will extend the same protections to Americans that European users will receive under the GDPR?
Yes, Congressman. We believe that everyone around the world deserves good privacy controls.
They're not safe.
Dermoxide.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
This guy has admitted everything, just like Netanyahu did, about how evil and duplicitous Facebook, Meta is. There's just no question. Reverse speech, this program has demonstrated reverse speech as well as any program we may have ever done.
Yes.
These are stunning reversals. They're revelations from the subconscious or soul mind of the individual. And they're ratting them out.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Well, here's one that says I do make it a data loss. What does that mean? Let's play it.
To your point about Cambridge University, what we found now is that there's a whole program associated with Cambridge University where a number of researchers, not just Alexander Kogan, although to our current knowledge, he's the only one who sold the data to Cambridge Analytica. There were a number of other researchers who were building similar apps.
I do make it a data loss.
As you're making it a data loss.
All right, here's what I hear. Do make it a David loss.
David loss?
A David, there's a D in the end, you listen, a David loss. Now that's some Jewish reference to David, I think.
I guess so.
Loss. As you're making a David loss.
Ooh.
As you're making a David loss.
Yes, David. Well, I don't know who David is. No idea.
Don't know. David, how about David and Goliath? I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know. So, look, I've got all these guys on my computer. I've got 40 years of reversals on my computer. Most major conspiracies I've covered, you know, from JFK to 911, or to COVID, from JFK to COVID, I was calling it COVID as a big scam right back before anyone else said it was a scam. I mean, some of the very first reversals on COVID were, this is a con. I remember some of the first ones. Where were they? Some of the very first reversals. I thought they were in this file. CDC, that's what I'm looking for. The CDC. These are some of the very first reversals I ever found on COVID. Listen to this.
We have for many weeks been saying that while we hope this is not going to be severe, we are planning as if it is.
Deceive in your con.
Deceive in your con.
Deceive in your con.
Deceive in your con.
Right back at the very beginning, even before it had gone big, okay?
Right.
Yeah, and then we've got this one here.
As you can imagine, the symptoms of novel coronavirus look a lot like other viral respiratory diseases that are circulating this time of year, and so it's going to be difficult for clinicians to differentiate solely on the basis of the symptoms.
That disease will use the terror.
That disease will use the pebble.
Well, that's what it did. Terrified the whole world.
I almost hear that disease rebukes the terror.
Oh, yeah? Okay, let's play it again. Let's go straight to the reversal.
That disease rebukes the terror. That disease rebukes the terror.
No, I can't tell on that one.
So there are two syllables there. Whatever it is, it's uses, or I hear something more firm like rebukes, but whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, the point making is I got all of these things on my computer. JFK, RFK, MLK.
I hope you have it backed up about 10 times.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. Everything's all backed.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'd hate to use 43 years of work. That would be very scary. So I'm off to America. Next week I leave. Okay, flying out on Thursday. And I've got two lectures in Dallas. If you want to know where they are, email me backwards at reversereach.com. I'll try and get it on my website. I haven't got around to that yet. I've got four lectures in Philadelphia, and that's all I got so far.
If you want to bring David to your town in the next month, you can do it, and I'll tell you, you should play these tonight, in at least some of them, in your presentation. It confirms Netanyahu's black evil. It confirms the CIA controlling Facebook and Meta. I don't see why. These are very big deals. It's not to say that the CIA runs all of them, but I'm very suspicious about OpenAI for sure. Sammy the Altman is no hero to anybody who studies his real background and who he is. He's just not.
Yeah. Yep. What else can I play you in the last? So what we got? 3 minutes left. What's the world? Let me go back to 2026. I'm running all over my computer here.
Sure.
What's the latest?
Wherever you
stuff?
Want to go.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what. Who actually shapes up quite well? You may be surprised about, and that's King Charles. I actually wrote my PowerPoint presentation for my lectures in America, and I looked at King Charles. I was quite surprised. Like, here's one here.
By balancing contending forces and drawing strength into diversity, they united 13 disparate colonies.
He used to serve God.
He used to serve God.
He used to serve God. He used to serve God.
Nice one. And then you got this one here. Oops.
But also provided the source of so many of the principles reiterated, often verbatim, in the American Bill of Rights of 1791.
They miss the source of the dove.
They miss the source of the dove.
They miss the source of the dove. They miss the source of the dove.
That's an indictment on America. They don't know peace.
What did you get on that?
They miss the source of the dove. S-O-U-R-C-E. Source.
And the last word is dove of peace. Dove.
Dove. Dove of peace. Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I'll play it again. Hang on. Here's the forwards.
But also provided the source of so many of the principles reiterated, often verbatim, in the American Bill of Rights of 1791.
They missed the source of the dove.
They missed the source of the dove.
They missed the source of the dove. They missed the source of the dove.
Oh, there you go. He's actually shaped up quite well. With all the verses I found, I think some people would rather be surprised about that. But anyway, that's all I found. So, there you go.
Very interesting. Maybe because he's near the end, he's got terminal cancer, maybe he's come to terms with things on a higher level that would be responsible for some of those reasonable statements.
Yeah,
he's not a not an evil man, at least not in these reversals.
No, not according to the reversals. No, he's not.
No. Very good. David, that was a great one. I mean, seriously, that's a top 10 program.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. No worries.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. There he goes. David Oates, laboring all these decades. That is a remarkable program to consider. I'll post it as a news story as well. Put it up on, I think David has a columnist section. I'll put it up there. I mean, the reversals on Netanyahu, absolutely perfect. And Zuckerberg, he's just a CIA Zionist dupe tool. Another one. Wow. And who runs the CIA to a significant degree? Mossad. Okay. All right. That's it for tonight, Tuesday. And I'm glad you were here. That was a good one. We will be back in 21 hours tomorrow night. Talk to you then. Be safe.